Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He's so intelligent that he can handle a lot on his plate. He doesn't really get fazed by anything, which is impressive. Like, I think the tight end position is such a difficult position to learn early because you have to – I know it's a dumb thing, but all the nuances in the run game, but then also having to learn the pass game regardless of – hey, this might be plays that Dalton and Dawson are the ones probably going to be running, but I have to learn them in training camp. And man, his ability to just process it all and be able to play fast and not get phased when it doesn't go as well and just learn from it. Everything that the reason we drafted him, he's able to kind of handle it. And it's been good the last couple weeks. He's got some catches, which getting those under we have all the confidence in Halsey, and look, it's a long season, right? There's going to be ups and downs, but his personality, his approach, how he kind of handles himself makes life a lot easier for us and all the trust in the world for him, in him. Yeah, I think, look, we still obviously play with a jumbo, and that's in every game that's going to be different, and so it allows us to it allows from a defensive coordinator position, they have to always prepare for that, right? And whether we go three tight ends, whether we still continue to utilize our jumbo, mixing in different type of 12 personnel groupings, just his versatility and him being able to handle that allows us to kind of do a lot of different things. And, it's something that as the season goes, we hope that it continues to evolve. Yeah, look, it's you guys know how hard it is to play quarterback in the NFL and to come in on the road in a critical third and long. It's not like you got a opportunity to like, hey, let's just take a quick little snap. No opportunity for any of that. It wasn't a first and 10 where you might be able to sneak a run in there and boom, he comes in, gets to a man alert and lets it rip with an absolute dime. And that's why he's here, right? He's played a lot of reps. He's a starting quarterback in the NFL, and we're fortunate to have him as our backup. And in those opportunities, he doesn't blink. I got all the confidence in him in those moments to, hey, I'm not packing it in. That's why he's here in those moments. And he made an incredible play, great decision. And, that was huge for us, huge part of the game. Yeah, we had a couple opportunities to go for it on fourth downs, right, in the four down situations. The previous week, I think some of those, when it happens fast, sometimes you get a feel of is it third and one, is it third and two, is it a third and one and a half, with some of those situations and some of the play calls, when they happen fast. Like I said last week, when we're able to convert those and stay on the field, good things happen, and that's what kind of happened yesterday. We had a couple fourth and shorts that we were able to convert, and especially when you got two downs in those situations. I was pleased with the performance. Obviously, we get in third and ones. I like to be able to convert those. We had the third and four. The four down situation where we didn't get anything, and then had to kick a field goal. But outside of that, I was pleased with us being able to take advantage of them and convert the first down. Yeah, I think a lot of times I don't believe in eye candy. There's intent and reason behind everything that we're doing with motions and shifts. And but there also has to be a time and a place where they're like, hey, he can get the ball, right? Are we just doing these jet motions, but we're not actually, they don't have to respect it. And so I think it's important, especially early in the season, for them to for him to get carries and their good plays and things that we want, and we're getting into the correct looks, and we got all the trust in Elijah to do good things with the ball in his hands. And you know, but now for the rest of the season, they obviously have to respect, you know, there's that possibility. I think the versatility that we have with the offense, I think makes our offense go. And adding that to our offense was a critical element. No, I think, like, Josh won the MVP last year, and when he came back in the offseason, he knew that he left plays out there, and there was room for him to get better and grow. And but at the same time, all he cares about is winning, right? So yesterday we ran the ball. Game one, we threw the ball, but we found different ways to win, and he was just, besides the fact he, you know, his nose didn't look too pretty, he was ecstatic for the win. And his approach doesn't change. He's always looking for ways to get better and find ways to improve. And even from the nuances of just how his throwing mechanics to, hey, processing some of the plays, I don't think you become as elite of a player as he is without wanting to just continue to get better. And there's no complacency with him, and that's why our offense and our team is that same way. Because if you see your best player with that, it's hard to do anything else if you're a player on our football team. I mean, look, in the biggest moments, you know who he's going to be, because he's the same person in these moments, you know, and we're having a walkthrough. And he has an incredible ability to understand where the team is, where the guys are, how to reach them, how to communicate with them. And everybody in this organization, in this city, knows that good things are going to happen with him as our quarterback, and has all the faith in him. So he keeps our organization light. It's pretty easy calling plays for him. Don't get me wrong, but even in the moments where it's like, hey man, this is a stressful moment, knowing that he's consistent and the moment's never going to be too big for him, and he's going to be the same person, allows us and everybody in the huddle to feel the same way. No, I don't. But part of what makes us go is we don't really care about the recognition. You know, when we talk about that, everybody eats, like, it's not about the recognition. It's about us just doing our job and celebrating each other's successes. And one of my favorite moments from the Baltimore game was when we scored at the end, or when we had the big play to Keon, and then the big play to Josh, and then to Keon. You can see on the TV copy, James Cook, the one celebrating with them, and he wasn't even on the field, and he came onto the field to celebrate with them. So all he cares about is winning. And so we go from a game that we didn't run the ball well in week one to then him having the big game. It speaks all about his character and kind of who he is. And I know he kind of got hit for it sometimes with the hold-in, but the guy's an absolute worker. He's a baller. When the ball's in his hands, good things happen. I think sometimes the running back position, people don't value it as much. We do. There's a reason he obviously earned this contract. Look, James just is, all he cares about is us winning football games. And if recognition comes, recognition comes, but he wants to do whatever we can to help. And, we're a better football team when he's out there. That's for sure.
Yeah.
No, that's real, and that's what I tell the guys. It's like, you know, with when it comes to Josh, like there was a lot of hidden yardage out there yesterday that, you know, was a big challenge to our guys coming off the Baltimore game on some of those, you know, the deep over routes of us being able to, you know, how we were running the routes and cleaning those up, and we got a lot of PIs and holding yesterday that don't show up in the stats, but were kind of game changing plays. But from a run game standpoint. When we can show different ways to win football games, especially early in the year, right? We're trying to figure out who we're going to be. And I know that that's, you should know, but we're in the process of figuring out our identity, new pieces, seeing how teams are playing us, how we're going to be. And when you have game one, when you show the ability to come from behind and throw the ball, and then game two, you show the ability to run the ball, you know, I think it puts a little stress on defenses as they're going into the week of, hey, what are we looking to stop? And then hoping that we make the adjustments and have the ability to figure out how that game's going to get played, and we've shown that we can win different ways. No.
Okay, so is that, tell me, take me into that. Is that like, hey, it's working, let's go? Is it something you philosophically think, hey, this is something going into a game you might want to lean on a little bit? How does that come?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not always going to repeat plays, but there's nothing wrong with repeating plays, right? If it's not broken, you don't have to fix it. And look, there's always going to come a point when it's like, okay, you know, but if it's, if we don't feel like there's an adjustment being made, or we feel like, hey, even we know what the potential next adjustment is, or let's make them make the adjustments in drive. Why wait till we get to the sideline to come back to the play? Let's stay with it. And so, you know, we've shown both in the run and the past that, you know, we'll continue to run the same play, or making sure we have the nuances or whatever the next where it looks like that and be able to get to the next thing. And so, but yeah, it's I have no issues doing it, and when it's working, I think we all have a tendency. I've had a tendency before, and I still do, to a point where a play is good and I check it off and I realize, like, hey, why didn't I come back to that play? So I try to pride myself on trying to come back to it, and sometimes it's coming back to it the next play. No, I think you don't really think about it in the moment. I think after the fact, you know, I don't think it's just like if a defense was doing the same blitz to us and getting home every time, that would frustrate the heck out of us, right? You know, so it's not about, you know, we don't think about it like, hey, what is the mindset that it brings to the defense? It's more of if we feel like it's a play that, and sometimes the plays work, but we didn't block it correctly, and, you know, it's not like, hey, we had a big gain, but we missed the block and we made a guy miss, and it's like, all right, I'm not coming right back to the next one. But if it was executed the right way, there's no reason not to. And if make them make the adjustments, you know, I trust our guys. Yeah.
A little low. What do you think went into some of that?
Yeah, I think I thought we had an opportunity to put the game away early in the red zone. The way our defense was outstanding, you know, and we had a couple third down opportunities that that we didn't take advantage of in the red zone. Those 4-point plays, like, that's the difference of NFL football, is when you kick field goals in the red zone, you keep teams in the game. When you score touchdowns, it can change a game from 6-0 to 14-0. It can change a game from 9-0 to 21-0, and it feels completely different. You know, and so that's obviously something we have to do a better job. And on the third down situations, I think we had a couple third downs that, you know, I thought the guys did a good job, and we got the penalties. Like, I consider those as wins. I know they don't show up. But I thought penalties hurt us in the first half. You know, we had a few that next thing you know, we're behind the chains, we're in a manageable situation. And so we have a lot that we have to clean up, and we got a short amount of time to do it. But I think the fact that we were able to put together 30 points and not play to the standard that we feel like we should is encouraging. And our guys came in knowing that we got to continue to get better.
How do you clean some of those things up in such a condensed schedule like this with 30 points this week?
Yeah, I think you. I started my unit meeting today with, you know, I'm a big believer in, you know, we call it smoke detectors. Like, let's not wait for the house to catch on fire to check your smoke detectors, right? And there's, look, we put a ball on the ground yesterday. We had some penalties. You know, we had some protection issues, and so let's point it out before we say, oh, hey, now we turn the ball over. Now let's show that, or hey, that's why we lost the football game. We protect the football, good things are going to happen. And so before we can just move on, we gotta talk about the things that we gotta improve on, regardless of the result. We got the type of guys on our football team that I didn't even have to say it; they kind of knew it.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.